Hi, my name is Tarik Finn, and welcome again, if you're a repeat listener, to the Trend Movements podcasts. Long time no see, long time no speaky. I'm here again, once again, speaking as naturally as one can to himself at the edge of a forest. Today I'm going to talk about commitment bias, and this would tie into a series that, an unofficial series that I've been recording on biases that affect trading and economic behavior. Before this, I did one on confirmation bias and survivorship bias. This one is also based on an article written by Chad Grant on the Tread Movement site. This one, in his article, was called One of Many Biases, but I'll just call it Confirmation Bias. Hold on a sec, let me move my headphones out of the way. Now, he starts off with Chad. He used to work out of town, so we both live in Taipei. And he used to take a train out to Taoyuan every day for work. Taoyuan, it's about, I think, a one-hour train ride. And so he would always meet people on the train. So once he met a guy on the train that wanted to talk to him about trading. And this guy shows him his chart, the chart of a position that he's in. And he could see that this fellow is in a position that he's long on, and the position is down something like 60%. But he's still in the position. Why was he in the position? Well, I don't know. You'd have to ask that guy. But likely, it was based on the bias called commitment bias. Now, biases are all just labels for different defense mechanisms that we use in our brain. Some of these things might have been beneficial in a hunting and gathering type of society, but there are many coping mechanisms that we have in our minds that work in some environments, but in the environment of a trader, they don't work. So trading has a lot to do with letting go of a lot of biases that one has. So what this guy had is a position that he was down by a lot in, but he had a commitment to this position. Perhaps he bought this company, or he bought these stocks, assuming that it would go up, as all purchases are bought assuming that they would go up, or in hopes that they would go up. One thing that can lead to a commitment bias is, for example, if I were to say to somebody, listen, you've got to buy this thing, it's amazing, they're going up, it's, dude, you can't lose on this. Now, starting with my $100 usual example, I've told my friends that if you buy this stock in, let's call it Dirt Corporation. And Dirt Corporation, they look good. I've been watching them for a while. I'm pretty sure they're going to go up. I tell my friends, they're going up. This is happening, dude, you got to get in right now. You don't want to miss out on this one. We get in, and sure, maybe it goes up a bit, and then the stock starts to tank. Now, ideally, I would want to get rid of it because I don't want to lose the money that I've already put into it. Trading is not, it's not like gambling on a horse. Once you see that you're losing the race, you could get out of the race at almost any time. But if you have told people, or you have an emotional investment in this, or an investment of ego in this, it's going to be much harder to leave the position. That is because you are suffering what we'll label a commitment bias. Well, not what I'll label a commitment bias. So the fact that you have told people, or that you've expressed you expressed some sort of commitment to this, you have to, in some way, stick through that commitment. So if I've bought this dirt corporation and I'm in, and my friends are in based on my recommendation, when they come to me and say, what's going on here? You said this was gonna, come on, man. And I'll say, possibly, just wait. Come on, man. Just 1 month. They're just having a down month. Just wait. And the further down it goes, the more this is going to be affecting your ego. And you're going to want to continue to show your commitment, because to back down on your commitment, that would be admitting you're wrong. We all know how difficult it is to admit that we're wrong. So you commit to this thing that you know you're losing out on. And commitment bias, this comes up everywhere in life. It happens with religion. If you've lived your life committed to a religion, the time that you've spent makes it harder to leave that religion or convert to another religion, because you've invested so much time and effort and money, as far as religion goes, into it. Commitment bias also works. Well, it doesn't work, but it also rears its head in things like diet. Everybody's an expert on diet. Everybody's an expert on exercise, because we all have survived till this point. I'm assuming everybody that's listening to this is an adult. So assuming that we have all survived, we all have some sort of expertise, self-proclaimed expertise, in how to eat. So if I've survived for 30-some years eating bread and sugar, and I seem like I'm in pretty good shape, it would be pretty easy for me to recommend bread and sugar to somebody else, because I've already committed myself to doing this. Now, when conflicting information comes up saying that, listen, this bread and sugar diet that you're on, it's not very good. Knowing that I can look at the research, maybe I do read some of the research, it seems pretty sound, and it might even make more sense to not be in the bread and sugar diet that I'm on right now, but I've already committed so much time for me to now go ahead and I gotta sell my bread maker, I gotta get a refrigerator now because people are telling me that I should be eating fruits and vegetables. The level of commitment that I've already had has been invested into all the infrastructure that I've put into my current way of thinking or living. So I would feel a double loss of both pride and financial loss from having to rebuild once again, even though knowing that what I'm supposed to be doing is better than what I'm doing now. So commitment bias, I would say a lot of times it has a lot to do with just your own impression of yourself to other people. So showing that you are wrong to other people probably affects your own ego more than it affects other people's opinion of you. If you admit that you're wrong to somebody else, I would think that's a positive thing. But in our own minds, it's hard to admit that you're wrong, because there's a bit of a loser aspect that you do feel when you tell somebody, oh, yeah, that thing that I said that I was really telling you about, it's not so. So commitment affects us on many levels. And one example cited in the article is, if you want to reach a weight goal and you tell people that you have this goal in mind, once you commit to it in public, it has been shown and tested that you are more likely to stay with that goal because you have committed in public. Now, Robert Cialdini's book, Influence, Science and Practice, goes into more detail about this study, but he tells us how much of an effect commitment can have on us. And it has a great effect on traders as well, especially in a field where there are a lot of gurus and a lot of people telling you what you should and should not do. And if what somebody tells you you should do turns out to be wrong, it's very difficult to turn that around. So going back to the guy on the train, this guy, he's in a position that he's mentally committed to. He's down 60%. That would mean, in real terms, that once he's down 60%, he would have to change that, whatever he's down. So let's say he started at $100. He's gone down 60%. Now he's at $40. To make it back to even, he would have to put up something like 150%. 150% gain, which is damn difficult. And if he did not have that commitment in the first place, he would have been able to bail on something that wasn't working. I have experience with this on both sides. I have experience with bailing on things that aren't working. And before that, long before, I do have experience with committing to something that isn't working. This is a trap. Commitment bias is a trap. It's not something that you want to implement. Or this, like committing to a goal and only sticking to it, it's not something that you would implement as far as position goes. If you have a system, oh, by all means, you should commit to your system. You should commit to your system even if you're seeing small losses. But periodically, if something is just not working and you've been doing it for a long time, you have to step back and say, wait a minute, this is not working. Why am I committed to this idea? It's very hard. It's like being in the middle of an argument. Like you're there arguing with your wife and you realize, okay, I know she's right, but I don't want to say she's right because then I don't know what's going to happen if that happens then. I might lose some power that way. But generally it's not the case. Don't commit to things that are wrong. Don't commit to things that make no sense. Look at things try to have a objective perspective on things, which is very difficult. And that's it. So look out for that commitment bias. Look out for things that you've done or things that you feel like you've continued to do just because you've already put this much time into it. You're in a business. The business is failing. It's a terrible business. Are you still in it because you're just in a bad stage of the business and things will come up? You're in the beginning of it. You haven't started making money yet. Or are you throwing money into it because you don't want to admit that you failed? So, fear of failure. Fear of failure, fear of looking like a failure. Try not to fall into that trap. Try not to continue to commit to a losing cause. That's it. That's it for that one. I am Tariq Finn. This is the Trend Movement Podcast. Any questions or comments, please send them to info@trendmovements.com. Thank you for listening. Talk to you later.